I don't know. I don't know how it works.
It's magic.
I'm particularly intrigued by this thing.
That's just a stereo background microphone.
All right, what's that do then?
It records an extra track and you can use it if you want to. So the theme music was recorded using that microphone with Ian Phipps, and I just held it while he played the piano.
Oh, see, I thought that was pinched, the T for two. No. I thought that was just ripped off, I don't know.
No, Ian Phipps played it for me and I recorded it.
Okay.
Oh. So it's in the acknowledgements. I was going to, if I'd had 6 months, I would have gone round to different people and recorded different versions. So today I'm in Box Vicarage with Phil Harrison, who are you, Phil? Tell me what your current title is and who you're going to be.
I am currently the Assistant Curate of the Greater Corsham and Laycock team, and borrowed by you.
Yeah, I don't think we ever gave you a title, Phil,
No.
So we're going to try and find the questions. And I'm thinking I should know what they are by now. So when and where did we first meet?
Well, I think we first met at Rudlow Tots in the community centre in Rudlow. When I was on I don't know if I'd even necessarily agreed to be the curate quite then. So I was sort of on a visit, seeing what happened and what went on. And that was my first encounter with playgroup. So I was a little apprehensive, but yeah.
You did really well, though.
No one ran off screaming, so it was all right.
And we think where we were then and all the things that have happened about Tots, we ended up handing Tots back to the Baptists.
Yep.
And then the council ended up closing the community centre. So it's all moved on
quite a long way
from there. So, yes, I think I maybe gave you... Did I give you the craft table or did you play with the farm or something?
I think I probably played with the kitchen, actually. There's a thing I used to do with my kids when they were little, which was they would bring me a plate of plastic food and then I would take the plastic food and pretend to eat it whilst throwing it over my shoulder. And the kids thought that was hilarious. So,
so you went back to the tried and tested
methods. Tried and tested, that's right, yeah.
So the next question is, do you drink tea?
I do drink tea. I drink strong black coffee first thing in the morning. I actually probably prefer coffee, but it's not very good for me. So I have one cup of coffee and then the rest of the time I drink tea.
Have you got a favourite cup of tea, either time of day or type of tea?
Builder's tea. I've learnt in this job to be fairly unfussy about how it comes. So preferably stronger rather than weaker, but I'll drink anything so long as the milk is not off. And sometimes you have to sort of make a judgment call about whether you ask for it with milk or not. And late in the evening, I drink mint tea.
With fresh mint or a bag of mint tea?
A bag of mint tea, I'm not that fancy. And I don't have any fresh mint in my house. So, mint tea, because it's caffeine-free, of course.
I had some tea at the weekend, which was literally someone's fresh mint from their garden with hot water on it, and my hay fever was really bad, so it was very, very good.
It's nice, it's good, yeah.
Although it's not really tea, is it? Because it's just a mint infusion at that point. So the question I've been asking everybody is, how do you respond to the statements Christianity in the UK is not dying but sleeping?
I think that's quite exciting, actually, because, first of all, I agree, actually, with the statement. And therefore, it's quite exciting because it means there are lots of possibilities. It's not the case that the 90% of people who never come to church are all rabid atheists. They aren't rabid atheists. They're just not interested in what we do in church traditionally. So I think there's lots of opportunities. And we see these surveys from time to time, don't we, about belief in Britain and how many people believe in some kind of a god or a bigger being. And you see figures of, you know, sort of 60% of people, and loads of people are identifying themselves culturally as Christian. So I think there are wide open doors all over the place, actually. We just need to be a little bit more creative about what we're doing and how we're doing it. You know, it's the old adage that if you keep on doing what you did before, you can expect the same results. So I think we need to do something different. But I think it's a wonderful opportunity. Yeah.
So we've been working together with Heart for Rudlow for all that time that you've been here as curate for Greater Corsham. What have been the best or most interesting bits of that, theologically challenging things? Most fun.
Most fun. I have a bit of a love-hate relationship with mess. So some of the most fun things have been the messiest and the stickiest, but then on the other hand, I also have to clear it up afterwards. So it's kind of, I think I've really enjoyed building up relationships with people, actually. Being able to present the Christian story in a way that engages. I think Heart for Rudlow's relatively transient in terms of the people who were there, for various reasons, because people move on quite quickly. There's a lot of turnover in that area. And that presents some interesting challenges around discipleship and kind of helping people to move on in their faith. And also help getting people who want to join in with actually helping and things, rather than necessarily always being recipients. So that's been quite interesting to think through.
I think I was really impressed because you organised the activity where we actually made wooden Noah's Ark, and the children were given... They sawed something, didn't they?
They did, yeah. In fact, I've still got a whole load of half-built wooden Noah's Arks, which I've squirreled away in my cupboard for future use.
So they had to saw it, and then they had to hammer it together, didn't they?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
With hammer and nails, yes. So that was...
And none of the children got damaged.
No. I was very impressed with your risk assessment for that. But I think I've been thinking about it a bit and talking quite a bit to people about kinesthetic learning and what it means for things to be all age and stuff. And there are a few things that we've done where actually all the children have moved away from a particular craft table and all the adults have stayed.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking actually that's really hit a chord with those adults. And one of the things kind of recently, I think it was Lent time, where we had a prayer chart which we then laminated, and people, the suggestion was you would write on it in a whiteboard pen who you were going to pray for that day, and that really seemed to capture the adults' imagination and thought provoking.
In fact, just the other week we had some Play-Doh out, and that had the same effect. The mums all sat around a table with the Play-Doh between them, and they were chatting away whilst making little Play-Doh figures. The idea was that we were making figures who were sort of representative of people we knew, and they were all busy rolling Play-Doh and modelling little figures, which was rather nice.
So I think it's quite good to try and get adults engaged alongside the children in that kind of kinesthetic stuff. And in fact, we have a couple of dads who revel in the Duplo challenge, don't we?
Well, dads like Lego. It's, yeah.
And one in particular last year, this time last year when we did the calming of the storm and we made some ships and put them, the Duplo ships, and put them on the
paddling pool.
On the paddling pool and made a storm. Some of the ships that the dads had made from the Duplo were quite sturdy, actually. Yeah. They needed quite a big storm to sink
them. A few overachieving dads.
Well, I think they just enjoy it. I think it's a time for them to be involved in that sort of different way. So how long have you been ordained now?
3 years. Almost exactly.
So what's the best thing about being ordained?
It's a tremendous privilege. Soon after I started as curate, I was doing a funeral, and I'd come from the church to the cemetery for the burial. I got there ahead of the hearse, so I was sitting in the car park outside the cemetery with my robes on, having driven there in my robes because, you know, short of time, thinking, this time last year I was sitting behind a desk waiting for someone to phone me and tell me that they had a problem somewhere that needed sorting out, and I would have been wearing, you know, a suit or whatever, and now here I am sitting in my car wearing some slightly peculiar clothes waiting for a body. What an odd job. And it is an odd job, but it's a huge privilege to be invited into people's lives at those very important points. And those are the things that really... I can't say I enjoy a funeral, but it's a privilege, yeah, an honour.
So you're moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon.
Very soon, yes. So today is the 3rd of July, and my new job starts on the 16th of July. So, yes, very soon.
So what are you looking forward to about that?
Well, I'm moving to Rorton and Whichelstow, which is a parish just south of Swindon. There's all sorts of things I'm looking forward to about that. It's a very complex context in that there's quite a lot of diversity there, so there's a lot of very established housing, a fairly traditional large village in Rorton. There's brand new housing, that some of which isn't even built yet, going on in Whichelstow. So there's a place where there's an established community and a place where there isn't any community at all yet. So that's interesting. Rorton Parish Church itself has got a real mix of worship styles, as village churches often do, you know. So they've got a bit of BCP, a bit of choral, and something more contemporary going on at 4 o'clock. So that ticks all my boxes as well, because I like variety. Keeps me interested. And of course, in Whichelstow, the new development, they are building a brand new Church of England secondary school. So that's another big part of the attraction, to be involved in that as it opens from the beginning.
I spoke to
Lynn. You spoke to Lynn Culling, yes.
I spoke to Lynn Culling.
Yes, you did.
Right back at the very beginning. He's head teacher of that school.
Yes. Which would be great, and it would be lovely to work with Lynn. She's got lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm, and a real vision for what she wants the school to be like, how she wants the culture of the place to be. And that's very important to me. That's the part, I think, where I can get involved. What does Christian distinctiveness look like in a school that has to serve its locality, as well as having some selective entry, but half of the school is just going to be a community school. So yeah, what does Christian distinctiveness look like, and how can we set the culture in that place when it opens with year seven? And what will that be like by the time it's filled all the way up to year 12 and 13?
So year seven are coming in, not this September, but the September after, aren't
they? Yeah, 2019, yeah. So. Yeah, so there's a year yet. And the shell of the school is there. I'm not sure how much is inside it yet, but yeah, it's getting there. It looks like a building.
I'm assuming it is all going to be ready. Who knows?
Assume so, yes.
Who knows? I hope so. So the last question, the roundup question, is always, what is your favourite thing that begins with T?
Well, I did have to think about this. And as you know, I'm a fairly practical sort of a person. So I approached it from the point of view of what thing beginning with T in my life would I most struggle without? Would I least like to lose? And I thought about it, and I decided actually it was my thumbs.
Okay.
Thumbs are very useful. I use my thumbs all of the time.
Yeah.
I would struggle without my thumbs, so I decided thumbs.
That's a really good thing that begins with T. Nobody's chosen thumbs before, but I think
maybe it's the TH that throws people.
Somebody chose the arches.
Oh.
So possibly. But that's a really, well, that's a really good thing. See, I haven't decided what my answer to that question would be.
What your favourite thing beginning with T is. No.
I'll have to think about that. So, Phil, thank you very much for speaking to me today.
You're very welcome.